שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא הכניסה למדרגה.
Being selected excerpts on the topic of entry to the spiritual degree. You can find the material in the study materials tab in the Aravut system. You can also send questions live.
Yeah, here we come to the realization, actualization of the, let's say, the theory, everything we've covered in the past year and a half. We need to actualize it between us until we get to the first connection. This is called entering the first spiritual degree. And that's why it's important for us to gather all the knowledge that we have. We don't need to know much, but the principles of the connection between us. And that it all needs to be realized in the connection between us and the 10 in our group. And we need to ensure, nevertheless, that all the 10s will be successful in connection, and in this way each 10 influences all the other 10s. Since after all, we're all connected to the system of Adam HaRishon, one system that needs to be revealed when we're all together, since we are in the last generation. So let's also think of everyone together and the 10, our individual 10s, and how much we care about, we worry that we will enter such connection where one unique and unified force will appear, called the Creator. Go ahead.
So we are reading excerpt number 6 on the topic of entry to the spiritual degree. The main thing that is hard for us is to enter the Ubal embryo, meaning that the will to receive will receive within it a different desire called desire to bestow. When a person is rewarded with the state of Ubal, meaning that within the desire to receive enters a desire to bestow, this is called this, that the Creator forms a form within a form. We should understand this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we interpreted, this is a great novelty, a real miracle, since it is against nature, for only the Creator can change nature, and it is out of man's hands. This is the novelty, that the Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. This is called the Kedusha that the Creator gives. It is said, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you, as there is no one in the world who can change nature and make within the Kli that comes to a person by nature the desire to receive, that it will later have a different nature called desire to bestow. We'll read again, item 6. The main thing that is hard for us is to enter the Ubal, meaning that the will to receive will receive within it a different desire called desire to bestow. When a person is rewarded with the state of Ubal, embryo, meaning that within the desire to receive enters the desire to bestow, this is considered that the Creator forms a form within a form. We should interpret this wonder of forming a form within a form. According to what we interpreted, this is great novelty, a real miracle, since it is against nature. For only the Creator can change nature, and it is out of man's hands. This is the novelty, that the Creator forms the form of bestowal within the form of the mother, which is the form of reception. This is called the Kedusha that the Creator gives. It is said, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none besides you, as there is no one in the world who can change nature and make within the kli that comes to a person by nature the desire to receive, that it will later have a different nature called desire to bestow.
No. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот он здесь пишет, что в желание получать входит форма.
Yes, dear Rav, he says here that within the desire to receive comes in the form of bestowal called ubal. So, how does it enter the desire of the ten?
The way it happens is that inside the will to receive, the will to bestow enters. That is a mystery.
We
don't know. You cannot attain it. We attain only the result. And the result we attain, we say, this was the work of the Creator. He's doing it. But how is he doing it? It's not clear to us, at least for now. Later, we might attain something of that. But it belongs truly to the upper force. We only know from the certain, from your actions we shall know you, meaning the Creator's actions, we might begin to understand what he did and how he did it. For the time being, it's beyond our attainment.
And if to imagine the state that in our collective desire to receive in the ten, how does that happen?
We can imagine it such that in our will to receive, suddenly there awaken such thoughts, even desires of bestowal.
Yeah.
We are simply the results. And that's why we, this is called, from your actions we shall know you. And before the action, his thought, the Kabbalists tell us that his desire to do good to his creatures. But for the time being, we accept everything as a result of his action.
And this is what's called a state of ubal, embryo, when in our common desire suddenly there are thoughts to bestow.
Yeah, this is an embryo.
Because we are now working in the ten, and maybe get a negative impression, a false impression, that we're thinking about each other.
No, if our thoughts and desires were connected even a little bit in the same direction, mutually, of course we would feel the Creator, the one who arranged it all for us. But we still can't discover any act of bestowal and connection between us in practice, and that's why we can feel ourselves as a spiritual embryo.
So,
what's the secret here? We're doing the work incorrectly. How to come closer to what he writes here?
We can't understand in advance what is going on before we manage to attain that state, the spiritual state, and begin to explore it and then understand. We are created beings. We are as we say from your actions, the actions of the Creator, we shall know you. I will understand. I will understand and even feel him. But from the actions, the Creator does these actions. I, on my part, am also doing certain actions in order to discover the actions of the Creator. And then his actions, which I reveal inside my actions, as much as our actions are similar to one another, then I begin to understand him. Because I'm starting to do the same things he's doing. Look at the small kids, even babies. What are they doing? They look at you and like monkeys. They simply repeat what you're doing. They don't understand what you're doing, but they try to do it. This is called a monkey instinct. And they grow through that. Meaning they perform actions, and out of the actions that they're doing, they are starting to understand what is actually the content of the action itself. What is the essence of the action itself? Why are you doing this? What are you getting from that? But that's after they are trying to perform all the actions like the grown-ups.
Но дети же видят.
Ken, Azma.
The kids do see.
Yeah, and
the kids see examples. And in our case, according to what we read in the connection between us, something comes from outside, something external that we don't see, and that brings us to the new state, to how to follow the example of the Creator.
According to the friends, that's exactly what the Creator is doing.
И в этих действиях отдачи товарищам мы поймем, какая-то дополнительная форма появится еще.
And in these actions of bestowing to the friends, we'll understand the new form.
In your actions of bestowal toward the friends, you'll begin to feel the essence of the action, the content of it. What does it mean to bestow? How opposite it is to your nature? You'll then begin to discover what is it. You'll begin to discover the second nature. And although this is the opposite, it's repulsive. You don't agree with it, you need to force yourself to do it, but when you do it, you begin to understand what is going on here, why the Creator did it in such a way, and so on and so forth.
Вот эта противоположность, она всегда должна сохраняться, что вот мы...
This inversion, oppositeness, has to remain, that we'll discover we're opposite to him anyway.
Even in our technical work and all of our measurements and everything that we're doing, we always work one against the other to some extent. A certain action against another action. As light excels from darkness, that's the only way we understand things. And in our actions, even more. As it's written, there's no righteous man in the whole land that did good before first sinning. Meaning it can't be that I attain something good, spiritual action, bestow connection. If I didn't before that try to do it, fail and felt that I'm incapable and I don't want it and I hate it, and later I nevertheless get up and I do it, and then I begin to understand these two forms in nature, and I feel the Creator and I feel his action, because I can already feel it, I attain it. So that he who attains it is the created being, and what he attains is his spiritual degree, where he is similar to the Creator.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. Our friend is asking, How do we come to understand the significance of Creator's miracle?
Only by wanting to do it in the ten. We have no other place. This is how the field the Creator has blessed. Or we want between us to perform such connections that will be similar to the qualities of the Creator, and then according to the equivalence of form between what we are arranging in the connection between us and the Creator, then in this equivalence of form we begin to feel Him, to discover Him, but in a sense we don't discover Him, we discover the correct form of the connection between us, and we call that Boe, come and see, Creator. In this way we discover His action, and this is a lot like how we are performing actions, measurements, the revelations in our world. Let's say I have an instrument where I can reveal something, current, voltage, it doesn't matter what is the purpose of this instrument. All the instruments that seemingly feel, all the measuring instruments, they too work according to this principle. Exactly. Where they perform an action which is similar to what is happening on the outside. And from studying this simulation, I can say there's a current, voltage, a force that is at work here.
Buongiorno Rav. Hai detto che il nostro grado spirituale viene misurato in base alla connessione con il gruppo.
You said that our spiritual degree works according to the connection in the group. Why does the Creator influences our desire to only to give through the connection in the right environment?
Give you whole.
Seemingly, the Creator had a problem before creation. How can I create something that is outside of me, but that will be like me? I wrote an allegory about how you call it?
The magician.
Yeah, the magician, he wanted to create something, but he didn't know how to create it. So he created like a plant, a flower. Also wasn't enough. And a puppy also wasn't enough. And then he understands that he understands that he needs to build something which resembles him with all of his qualities. But if he has all the qualities, it means that the Creator gives birth out of himself to more like him. And that's why there's an actual creation here. Creation that has to be opposite the Creator. And from its opposition, it will attain the Creator's nature. It will understand Him, feel Him, appreciate Him. And that's what's actually happening. We feel all those things in the work between us in the ten. How much we develop on two lines. On the one hand, the will to receive keeps appearing, and on the other hand, we are advancing on the line of bestowal with a desire to bestow. And then between the two, we attain reality, the force that is at work in the created being, the middle line. This will all come. We're not going to run away from it. This is our work. This is our life.
Barur. Spain too.
Clear. Spain too.
Rab, se le podría pedir al Creador que nos muestre la exactitud de el otorgamiento y la suciedad y bajeza del egoísmo para que podamos nosotros tener la tendencia hacia el altruismo y de esa manera pues, el Creador nos pueda dar un masaje de manera individual o grupal.
Rav, can we ask the Creator to show us the greatness of the soul and the lowliness of the ego in such a way that we will want to attain the soul in a personal way?
No, because then you will do all those acts of bestowal because it's worthwhile for you. It's going to be in order to receive. It won't be an act of bestowal, but an act of reception, except in the form of as if you're bestowing. It will be bestowing in order to receive.
Good morning, Rav, friends. When does the force of bestowal appear to us? Through the sense of love towards the others, when we begin to receive it as a gift of the Creator, we continue with all the states the Creator has given us?
Yeah, we attain the force of bestowal by starting reluctantly, for many reasons, to bestow to the friends, because finally the upper light is working on us and it convinces us that only through connection we come to the purpose of life.
Boker Tov Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Happy holiday of love. Good morning, World 10. Rav, we are a will to receive. The Creator made this incredible trick here. Within the will to receive, He mixes it up and gives us an intention to bestow. How does He control matter like that? The actions are ours, but what He penetrated in us in order to change the initial nature, we can't mimic that, only recognize His actions. So how do we combine the feeling and the change of substance that He creates in us?
Only by learning from one another and strengthening one another, and then pulling the reforming light, the act of the Creator. We want Him to participate with us in every action of ours, to become our partner. And more than that, that we would be His partners, that we would be called the workers of the Creator, and servants of the Creator. And in this way, we come to the action where we attain Him inside the connection between us. And the more we connect, the more we feel Him, the more we understand Him.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Question from the 10. Can we feel this moment, the transition when the Creator creates a new form in me?
Of course, He does it in us, and we feel it in practice. Let's continue.
Excerpt number 7. In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It's not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part in the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and admits that empty space and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks. Read again. Excerpt number 7. In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It's not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks.
This is all our work. The Creator broke the vessel, and then each and every one of us has work. We have to raise all of our parts to connection. That's how it is. We have no one except for Kiev. What does he want?
Дорогой Раф, а что значит, что мы вот пустое место раскрывшееся помещаем?
Yes, dear Raf. What does it mean to that this new space, empty space that appeared, we put the upper malchut in it?
Empty space is called a desire. But it's empty, it's devoid of corrections. There's no desire to bestow in that space to the extent that's space, meaning that desire, have a desire to bestow, then that place can be filled with the revelation of the Creator, who's also completely in bestowal. So it turns out that I receive a new desire, a new egoistic desire. I form certain corrections on it. Restrictions, screen, reflected light, meaning connections with the ten. And then after the connection with the ten, I wish to fill the connection between us with mutual help, with mutual guarantee between us. And that's how I built the place in bestow, according to the equivalence of form between the Creator and the place I've built between myself and the friends. The Creator can reveal itself in that desire that I built with the friends. Then we call it the first degree of spirituality. And the Creator will be revealed according to the equivalence of form between me and the friends.
These empty spaces, these desires that appear more and more, we need them just to connect in the ten, and then above them build the Malchut of Heaven?
Yes, that's it. But by that, you're revealing all of reality, the upper world.
То есть они не предназначены как бы для наполнения, да, вот все эти эгоистические просто желания, просто для того, чтобы над ними.
So these places are not intended for fulfillment, these egoistic desires, only to build above them.
After you correct them with the intention to bestow, they are filled accordingly with the feeling of the Creator and of knowledge of the Creator. That's what you have to do, and you don't want anything other than that. Your nature is built in such a way that only this you want.
Focus group.
Once in a while, especially since we started studying virtually, it feels like there's this super topic that we reach, like a peak of that incorporates many topics into it, and it feels like this is this kind of topic now, the spiritual degree. So I wanted to ask, how do we realize this opportunity that we have with this special topic that is like an opportunity to rise up a degree?
I don't understand you, Niv. We are reading. No. Can't you see that what we're reading, we have to apply? Look what he's telling you. In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven, that the Creator is the one who dominates him. And it is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. Faith in the Creator meaning he feels that the Creator is the one who dominates. The feeling of the Creator inside the created being is called faith. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That each time I need to crown the Creator, raise Him above me with new strength, a greater degree, newer conditions, meaning He now takes a part of that vacant space where the Creator removed Himself from the sin of the tree of knowledge, the breaking of the vessel. Place that was empty, the void of the kingdom of heaven and the presence of the Creator. And he admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven, the presence of the Creator. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. Meaning before that, in all my desires, since I exist in all my desires, the Creator created only desires. So when I discover my desires, I simply need to find out where is the Creator's dominion and where it isn't. And I need to come to a state where I want the Creator to dominate all of my desires 100%, each and every desire. And this is regarded as elevating a new spark into sanctity. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into Kedusha. That's what he does each time another desire appears empty. He makes another connection with the friends. He extends another request to the Creator and receives another help from above. He learns from the friends about envy, lust, and honor. It doesn't matter. He wants to fill that space. And that's how he advances. And only from our experience in this work will we ever understand these things. It turns out that from every descent that he feels that he distanced himself, he fell, he comes to a new beginning. He raises new sparks.
Ita free.
Buongiorno, Rav. Grazie per l'opportunità. Ogni giorno è considerato un nuovo inizio.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for the opportunity.
Il giorno rappresenta lo stato che l'uomo deve.
Is every day considered a new beginning? Is the day the what person needs to go through is the exit into light.
Yes, that's how we need to relate to each day. It's a new beginning. And although we are carrying our feelings from the past, but if I don't feel that I woke up anew, it's a sign I'm alive in my beast. And if I wish to live inside of man, a person is renewed daily, each day with new Rishimot, new records. Spain one.
Salon Rav, Salon Javerin, el lugar vacío es una nueva.
Hello Rav, hello friends. With regards to the vacant space, is it a new deficiency?
Again?
Is the empty space a new deficiency?
Yes. And if I can't feel it as empty, it's a sign that I don't feel it enough, that new space, that new state. Because there's a commandment that I must feel that it should be as new in my eyes. So that each and every moment, each and every second, the records change, the Rishimot. And if I'm not sensitive to them, it's a sign that I'm lacking certain sensation, feeling. I lack certain desire, certain subtlety, gentleness of the desire. And it comes from trying to create this friction between the will to receive and the will to bestow. And from these frictions between the will to receive and the will to bestow in me, even if they are corporeal, it doesn't matter, but from their friction, I myself find sparks. And in them I begin to feel all kinds of subtle changes that happen to me. We'll talk about it more.
PT 31. When you see many friends making actions many years, but they don't know what to do new, they just continue mechanically because there's no choice. What would you advise in terms of adding and creating something new, creating this empty space?
We will talk about it more, some more. It's time. And it wasn't up to me. It was completely not up to me. I suffered from it, seemingly. That there is no substantial change towards the correction, the revelation of the corrections. But there's no other choice. I need to close my mouth and say, shut up. That's what came up in to his desires. It's written about the Creator. I need to accept each and everything is correct. But today, what appears between us right now, nevertheless, a new intense experience throughout our entire vessel for the in preparation of the end of correction, it is different. But there are years, I'll tell you. At least the past 30 years, I could feel inside myself that I truly wish to accelerate the time, and I couldn't do it. There was no one to do it with. The Creator did not bring the vessels, since it wasn't me who can awaken the people. It's the Creator. And that's why we are in such a state where this is what was given to us. But today it's different. The vessel is given, many people, many desires. The outer, external state in the world assists us greatly in the corrections. And we would feel how many people would come as a result of their helplessness, hopelessness, lack.
What kind of change this state entails from us?
We need to come to our connection as much as possible, as strong as possible connection, substantial, so we can set a good example to bestow through us, bestow to them light, forces, so they would understand and feel it, and together with them we'll begin to work and perform spiritual actions, like Gilgalat Haviniim and Ahab.
And that veteran friend who, how can I say, maybe, how does he take advantage maybe of these new changes in the world for renewal in the ten? How does he work with that?
That friend who for such a long time waited for it, say 30 years, 25 years. My veteran students, he now feels that we are on the threshold of the true realization. Okay? Let's continue, Michael.
Excerpt number 8. We should know that of those who want to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's Palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested. If he has no other desires but only a desire of dvekut, he is admitted. And how is one tested if he has only one desire? He's given disturbances. That means that he is sent foreign thoughts and foreign messengers to obstruct him, so he would leave this path and follow the path of all the people. If one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and little things cannot push him away, the Creator sends him great klipot and chariots to deflect one from entering into dvekut with the Creator alone and with nothing else. This is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand. Excerpt number 8, again. We should know that of those who want to come into the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to Him and enter the King's Palace, not everyone is admitted. Rather, he is tested. If he has no other desires but only a desire for dvekut, he is admitted. And how is one tested? If he has only one desire, he is given disturbances. This means that he is sent foreign thoughts and foreign messengers to obstruct him so he would leave this path and follow the path of all the people. If one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and little things cannot push him away, the Creator sends him great klipot and chariots to deflect one from entering into dvekut with the Creator alone and with nothing else. This is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand. I see this is clear, that the Creator rejects each and every one forcefully in order to give a person a true sense of a wall that can't be penetratable. And then what happens? Until a person erupts and cries and doesn't know what to do. meaning his desire is so strong that he can't remain in it and can't get out of it too, because it's important to him. He doesn't see life in any other way, only in attaining spirituality. And here he starts clarifying what is spirituality, that it is truly in bestowal, that is unrelated to the person. And with this final scrutiny, he comes to a point where he erupts so much that ultimately he grabs hold of the creator holds him, and this means that with a mighty hand, the creator takes him out of there.
Ara.
Next. Yes, Michael.
Only those who are students of 30 years can reach such a state.
No, but those who are there many years, they still have experience, let's say, in all sorts of states that they've suffered from, as if going through years without benefit. And now they're coming to a point where those years that they felt without benefit, now they're starting to become realized.
And
let's say those who've been studying for 30 years, what did they have to do compared to those who've been studying for 5 years?
Everyone needs to do the same work. Everyone needs to do the same thing, and there shouldn't be no one should be too smart, or we don't need any philosophies here. Nothing, you know. Each one, like what Rabash writes, needs to realize it and try to not to scatter to other things.
But the fact that we're mixed up in the tens together,
each one, what he has. Well, what does it mean? What, you can't mingle with the others' experience that he gathered in from 30 years, and you are there on the path 10 years, maybe less. So there's a difference. It's like you, let's say, I live in the corporeal world, and I use all of the technologies that humanity discovered and innovated and created throughout thousands of years of development. And now I come and I just use it simply. Just like you see how little kids know how to use a phone very easily. Right? And that's it. So it doesn't take anything away from them and not from me, but with regards to our foundation kli, the system of Adam HaRishon, there is a difference, and that we'll discover later. But right now we just have to do what Rabash writes, and that's this way you'll see it's the only true path. PT5.
Morning. About this, it's very interesting, since we've had quite a few friends who are not with us. They've been with us for many years, and they're not studying elsewhere. And there's a connection of sorts. I mean, it's clear what is the place of truth. Don't need to explain it. The question is if once in a few years, it's correct to turn to them to remind them with a gift or something, so they would maybe come back to us.
I don't think so. Just like we came to the BB group and we are on the path by the awakening from the Creator who brought us here. So similarly, we have to understand that the exit also happens ultimately by the Creator sorting us out and filtering and probably filtering out some in the meantime. We don't know what happens. Typically, it's in order for their desire to be renewed, and they go to incorporate with some external desires, and ultimately they'll come back, because no one will be cast out of him. Everyone will ultimately come. So we'll see if they come back, if not. And besides, it's possible that it doesn't happen in this life cycle at all. No. We have to continue with what we are. This is what I've learned from Arbash. That's it. And not be sorry about them, and also not to incorporate with those who left. They think they're right, that they have some claims that they're right about. And they don't understand that ultimately the Creator is doing all this. And what a person thinks is how it appears to him. But the Creator is doing that. And later we will discover. So let's advance on our path. And if through the Creator they'll receive a desire that, and they want to come back, they'll come back. And otherwise they won't. According to the rules of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need to relate this way to everyone. The place is open. Those who want to carry out the conditions, to fit the conditions of the place, they come. And these conditions, we discover them from day to day. It's not that I determine them. It's all written in the articles of Baal Sulam and Rabash. All right, Italy 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, io vorrei continuare la domanda di Petah
Tikva. Buongiorno.
I want to continue the question of Petah Tikva.
Se da noi il creatore richiede.
We also ask ourselves. That the Creator wants the adhesion between us, and we've come to a place where we don't have any more desire for it, such attraction, and we're on a journey with all the difficulties on the way to this adhesion. On the other hand, there are those friends who didn't yet come to this discernment, so we don't need to activate ourselves so they too would get this importance, the importance of the daily lesson, and ensure that we can all hold on to this rope so we could all be in that boat.
We need to be concerned, like Rabash writes, about the ten. That's it. I need to put my main efforts, all my efforts, into the ten. Make it unified, connected, and caring, and building itself into a complete kli. Because that cell determines the whole correction. And after I succeed in that to some extent, then I can also think about expanding my action with other tens, and then the whole of humanity. But first is the ten. And so, to think about all the people who were once with us and left, if they preferred to leave us, then goodbye. That's it. Let them be wherever they want to be. I wish them all good luck in anything they want. But our path is no longer the same path. There's no reason to talk about it. Michael.
Except number 9. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it's written, they have eyes and they will not see, They have ears and they will not hear. And this is only because of the correction, in order for man to achieve his wholeness. For he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to trying to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the face.
Okay, again,
number 9. Before one is fit to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not as he knows or feels, but that it is as it's written, they have eyes and they will not see, they have ears, but they will not hear. And this is only because of the correction, in order for man to achieve his wholeness, for he feels only himself and not another reality. Hence, if one returns his heart to try and to walk in faith above the intellect, by this he qualifies it and establishes it so as to achieve the revelation of the face.
Well, I don't see that we have questions besides Be'er Sheva, that from the beginning of the lesson until now they post a question mark. Why does he want to ask so much? Molis, what?
Thank you for allowing me. Since all the excerpts we've read, please correct me if I'm wrong, it's not this new creation of our freedom of choice. Since up to that moment we were as animals working according to some software, suddenly the Creator creates this state and He gives us here freedom of choice. Is it correct to relate to these excerpts in this way?
Right. Well said.
Thank you.
Yes, Michael.
It's not clear. In the excerpt it says a person feels only himself and not another reality, and then he needs to try and walk in faith above the intellect. It's not clear. Where is there another reality? He says there is no other reality for a person. What is it?
There are two realities here, the reality above reason and within reason.
What does it mean that it's opposite?
It's opposite, yeah. I saw a reversed world, it says.
And how to ensure that this oppositeness is the true reality?
Do what you are told. You can conduct yourself in such a way that you sense a different reality. That's our whole work. What do we do? I have 613 desires to begin with and all kinds of reshimot, and I have to organize them in such a way within them, between them, so that I feel the whole reality.
How to ensure that I'm not getting confused, I'm going opposite to the intellect and...
You are told very simply what you need to do inside the ten.
Well, there's no way for me to distort reality in the ten to make it fit me?
Of course, there's always a way to get confused and fall. But if you do things correctly, then you don't fall and don't get confused and don't leave, but achieve correction.
And what happens along the way, we agree with it?
Not just agree, we see that it all happens in order to build us. Kabu 5.
Yes, thank you, Rav. I was just wondering if this faith above the intellect that the excerpt talks about, is that the same thing as Ibur? Or are these two different concepts? Thank you.
We are not discussing the Ibul here yet, conception, but we'll get to it soon. There's a lot of discernments here, so I just don't want to tell you yes, and that's it. Okay, next.
Excerpt number 10. Those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And for this reason, it causes him never to be able to be awarded dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above a form of blackness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means that if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity, since he must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.
Again,
number 10. Those people who want to work in order to bestow, there is always a state of whiteness. The whiteness does not allow one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this causes him never to be able to be awarded dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above the form of blackness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means that if one can be in gladness during in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity. Since one must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav. Eshar shela al hakita hakodem?
Thank you. Can I ask about the previous excerpt?
Yes.
Lemala me'adat sheli.
My above reason is the 10, the reason of the 10?
Yes.
So I need to give my reason to the 10, or if there's a scrutiny, I simply say, this is my reason, this is...
Scrutiny is required. Scrutiny is required, even if there's always a way to close your eyes and go with eyes shut and take the opinion of the group as above me, still it's worthwhile to do the scrutiny and after that to do the self-annulment towards the 10.
Sometimes it feels there's no solid opinion of the 10. Each one has his own opinion.
So you need to envision to yourself what the 10 is, what is their view, and what you want to belong to. That's how it is.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Thank you. What is the state of whiteness and the state of blackness?
That it shines, it becomes lucid, clear, there's some feeling, some acknowledgement, some foundation, or you're confused, you don't know exactly who's right, what to do. These two things, like day and night.
Queens.
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 Раф, вот то, что мы по новостям слушаем негативное, все происходит вокруг мира, наводнение, это как-то...
When we see all the negative phenomena in the world, like floods and all that, it awakens in me negative sensations. I worry inside. Does it help to grow my deficiency?
That's
a topic in and of itself, but I don't think that here there has to be, what do you hinge your deficiency on, your attitude to what's happening? Are you relying on the state of humanity, who invites upon itself such troubles and problems that come from none else besides Him, the good that does good? Or you just say, humanity is going through some problems, and you are sorrowful together with them without any other discernments, and then you as if relate all the problems to the Creator, that they come from Him, that He wants to punish them or something. So here we have to clearly see, how do we arrange our attitude to the Creator? Why does He give us such discernments? I need to reach a state where I completely identify with the Creator and what He does. And then when I reach a state where I justify Him 100%, even though I don't understand it all, I don't know it all, after that, I begin to make the corrections upon myself in order to accept these things in the right way. And the right way is that I see in everything that I now read, everything that's happening in the world, I see in that the good that does good. The hand of the merciful Creator who corrects the individual souls in such a way, connecting them to a single soul. That's basically what I need to see.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Morning, Rav, friends. You spoke about a state of confusion compared to a state of clarity. No anchor or with anchor. So is the state of confusion the beginning of the degree? And the desired simply becomes... The undesired becomes desired, and the clarity is when you're in the same degree for a while and then you're ready to rise to the next degree and experience it again. Is this a correct description?
Yes, we are always between confusion and clarity. Yes, that's where we always are, and we certainly have to see ourselves this way. And the question is, to what extent do I want this scrutiny? I need to reach such a scrutiny to justify the Creator, to bless the Creator as good that does good, in order to cling to Him as the good that does good. And that is basically my correction. That's what I see as the broken world. So one judges through his own flaws. What we see is not anything on the outside. It's what's happening in each and every one, and everyone together. All these floods and fires and pandemics and so on, we are sick. If we came to a doctor who would examine each of us and all of us together, he would say, oh, you're all sick. What do you have? High fever. You see the fire? That's your fever. You're burning with fever. And the floods. You see the floods? That's
That's what's happening inside of you. So one time you feel the forces of Gvura on the right side, that's a flood. And on another time you feel it on the left, which is fire. And in the middle you encounter this blow, which is the pandemic. And many other blows from left and right and middle that you'll still, that you're yet to discover, because the Creator says, I have no way to show you that the correction must happen if not through such actions.
Where's the boundary between the responsibility, since there's no one besides him? Are we in charge of our sickness, or he made it this way? We have to correct it, or he does it?
He did everything, all the preparations, but being in such states as now, we are to blame already, because years are passing by and we are not awakening towards correction.
Michael.
Excerpt number 11. We must know that there is a lot of work before we attain the quality of Bina. That is to be content with little, with his feeling and his mind, and be happy with his share, with his lot, with what he has. That person can always be in wholeness because he is happy with his share. But what can one do if he has not yet obtained this quality, and he sees that he cannot overcome his will to receive? At that time, he must pray to the Creator to help him so he can go into the work with others with his eyes shut, and will not need anything, and will be able to do everything for the sake of the Creator, despite the resistance of the body to this. That is, he does not tell the Creator how he should help him. Rather, he must subjugate himself and annul before the Creator unconditionally.
No questions today. I'm really surprised. What's going on here? Are you doing this on purpose?
New York 4.
New York 4.
We learned that we develop bit by bit, day by day, step by step. So what is the calculation that we want Gmar Tikkun immediately?
We want to be fully corrected, because by that we truly bring contentment to the Creator when we achieve equivalence of form with Him. As He is merciful, so are you, and so forth.
But there's two things at the same time. On the one hand, we advance bit by bit. We reveal a little bit more, and then we correct it. And then a little bit more, and then we correct it. But Gmar Tikkun is like the whole thing all at once. So what's these two things?
No, the end of correction doesn't mean you jump there right away. You have to do all the actions. The fact that we all yearn to be completely, fully corrected 100% doesn't mean that we don't want to receive the closer, higher degree. We're willing and we're happy that this will happen. But basically, you always need to try to jump towards the final correction.
No.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Огромная благодарность Творцу и вам.
A great gratitude to the Creator, to you, Rav, that you gave me the permission to ask a question. It's a question that's been bothering me for a while. What is my... why do I have the privilege to be part of the 10? Why did the Creator choose me to be in the 10? There are people who have all the conditions, they're set in the corporeal world. Well, why didn't he choose them, and why me?
That's a higher question. Why did the Creator choose me to be one of the person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to discover the Creator, advance towards revealing the Creator? This is basically what's the question. What's happening here? Why me and not others? The truth is that it's a simple matter. The kli, the collective kli of Adam HaRishon, which was shattered, and all its pieces have been crushed and crumbled and fell. So the upper light that shines, the surrounding upper light that shines, by that, all of the broken pieces go through some sorting process, and they're sorted out through degrees. So the higher the kli was, the worse it became, the more shattered it became, and so forth, and the other way around. And also, each one according to his style of shatteredness, brokenness. So what happens here is that after the light shines over all of the broken vessels, then all the vessels begin to wake up. And that's what we read in the writings of Baal HaSulam, that in the first millennium, second millennium, what we talked about in what we read in the introduction to the book of Zohar, that all the vessels gradually awaken. So first, the pure vessels awaken, and they enter correction. And so on, whatever is possible each time, then heavier vessels, and now we are at a time called the final correction. And it's the last phase of correcting the whole of Adam HaRishon. That's why it's called the last generation. And therefore, we are the worst, the heaviest, the coarsest, insensitive to spiritual discernment, and thus we see how hard it is for us to make any step forward. I can hear a sentence for 1,000 times about spirituality and I don't hear it. I can repeat it 1,000 times and still the heart does not hear. And therefore we are very, very crude, very, well, heavy. And so there's no such thing like, oh, you were chosen, he was chosen. It's not about your face. It's not about your inner traits. It's just, it's time. So in previous generations also, we were in various states, closer or farther from spirituality, but now we've received an actual privilege of entering spirituality. But as we advance, we also bring with us all the previous generations, and they will come. They will come. But typically these are vessels that already belong to the Achap, that is, the greater, heavier vessels that can't realize and understand and do any correction on their own.
only by us correcting them. These vessels are called the nations of the world. We still belong to the heaviest degree of Bina. And they belong, all those broken vessels, they belong to Zon, Achap. And we'll learn that. We'll learn more about that. So in short, each one needs to say, without a lot of philosophy, just, I was chosen, so I need to now correct myself. Michal, what?
How, if we are really the hardest, the heaviest?
From the Galgal Te'enai.
Okay, but from those who want to be corrected, and we have less and less forces and fuel for it, as long as we advance, what can we do?
Pray and receive the strength.
But the strength is in order to pray. We don't have strength to pray. That's lessening too. Man will help his friend, like he says in these articles, envy, lust, and honor. You have to give it to each and every one, the forces.
And then we will ask for the strength to advance, to connect.
We, as a vessel, are we advancing with the forces we have, or is it also lessening? Because the forces are lessening.
Why are they lessening?
That's what it feels like, at least in my feeling, that the more we advance, it gets harder, and you need more help from the Creator to even be able to move.
The more we advance, heavier desires appear in us. And this is why it is more difficult. But not because it became harder, but because the vessels are growing bigger, heavier. That's why it's growing more difficult.
How, from the difficulty that's increasing, how can you extract a prayer from it?
Precisely from this, you should extract a prayer.
In the previous degree, we extracted a prayer, but now it became harder. How, with this new renewing of difficulty, can you also get the right prayer?
Yes, what's the problem?
It's not clear.
Oh, that's because you're not connected to the friends.
What can the friends help me in such a state?
Read the articles of Abash. I can't explain it to you. If I haven't succeeded, I guess you need to draw it from there.
PT 25.
Good morning. I have another point that I wanted to speak about. He writes in the excerpt on advancing with our eyes shut. There is no such thing as a blind faith. Kabbalists teach us that if you didn't exert and didn't find, so don't believe. Not to believe with the eyes closed, but to go and check and scrutinize. So in what states do we need to do it, to actually shut our eyes and be in adhesion to the advance of the Kabbalists? And what states the opposite?
After we check that I can't do anything, but only leave everything in the hands of the Creator and cling to Him with a prayer that He will help the friends and after them, me as well. This is my whole work, and then I only have to wait for it to happen. To wait, meaning to continue praying until it happens. Baltia 1.
Baltia 1.
Да, Раф, хотела спросить, вот вообще мы можем как-то ускорить, как каббалисты говорят, времена?
There's a desire to ask if we can in any time speed up the times.
Of course there is. By all means, accelerate times by clinging more to one another and by this to the Creator. By this you're drawing more reforming light, and then you connect more quickly.
А для кого мы можем? Мы можем ускорить времена или как для десятки, или для...
Who can we speed up the times for? For the ten, for Bnei Baruch, or all together, we need external vessels.
As much as I can, I need to work in order to connect all my friends in the ten. And with the Creator, and ask the Creator to fill us and raise us to Him.
Ita
one. Ita one.
Buongiorno Rav. Ma dato che noi non ci accontentiamo di poco, dobbiamo sentirci, dobbiamo vergognarci perché egoisti?
Because we don't. Should we be embarrassed that we're egoists?
No. It is written about it, go to the craftsman who made me. You don't need to be embarrassed of being an egoist. You need to be embarrassed of not asking for correction. The Creator corrupted us. Broke us, so that we would turn to Him and ask for correction. All the work is His. This is called the work of the Creator. So, He broke it, He did half the work, and He wants to do the other half, the correction. But, here, the correction will ask on condition that we ask, because by this we become partners. The whole work is on Him. The whole demand for the work to be done is on us.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вопрос от Дениса.
Good morning. I have a question from Denise. What helps us in a state of darkness to remain in happiness?
And the fact that I know that behind this darkness is the Creator, that there are other people in the world besides me who are great Kabbalists, maybe not even in this world, already in the world of truth. And they are in contact with the Creator, they attain Him. And they convey everything we have to Him. They are like a ladder, like a string that connects. I'm happy about that, even if I'm in the dark.
Chadera 2.
Chadera 2.
Хадера ту.
Даштек.
Тов, Михаил. Анахно зим шир.
Окей, Михаил, we're going to play a song and move to the Zohar.
Let's sing a song.
Everybody here, the broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. all around the world. Around the world. All around the world. Around the world. Chance for love to go around the world. Let everybody hear a broken heart is clear. How's everybody seeing what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice. A song for each and every human voice. We know we can go on chasing dreams through.